show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
With the Olympics happening in Tokyo at the moment, the majority of presenters are actually on home soil reporting on it from the safety of their own cities because not many were allowed in Tokyo itself. However, Mark Barretta from Channel 7 is there. He's experiencing the whole Olympics with no crowds and he joins us right now. How are you, Mark?
Cliffo, Gabby, I'm good, thanks. They only let the expendable ones come to Tokyo.
Yeah. I don't know what that says about your future at the network, but anyway.
Absolutely.
We had a whole set of questions prepared, mate, but we're kind of going to have to throw that out the window because breaking news, just minutes ago, you have experienced an earthquake tremor in Tokyo. Yeah. You were minutes from going live on Sunrise. Tell us what happened.
Unbelievable. To be honest, I looked up at our cameraman, Chris Erdos, and the roof was moving above me, but I thought, that's really weird. I thought, am I going to pass out? Is something weird? I'm having some sort of attack. And the roof, obviously, it was moving probably 30 centimetres either way, and then the lights started rocking. We've got lights in here, and they were rocking side to side. And I thought, I know what this is. It's an earthquake.
Did you know what to do?
I've never experienced before. Basically, because we're just not conditioned to it. So we stood there and crossed our fingers. We had just to paint the picture. We're 10 stories up in a temporary building, a temporary stand. Now, in Australia or probably anywhere else, that'd be made of scaffolding. Here, it is made of construction steel and it's earthquake proof. So we knew we were okay. But when that starts to move and it's earthquake proof, we're sort of going, this could be big. So it was a 5.8 quake, set it in Fukushima. So it's the biggest thing certainly the biggest thing we've experienced during the games.
Well, hopefully there's no aftershocks for you as well because, we're thinking, you know, being in Tokyo, there's COVID, there's a lot of other things to think about, but earthquakes wasn't one of them. A little bit about the Olympics, though. How is it being there with no crowds in the stands? What's it feel like?
Yeah, it's really different. And to be honest, it's really sad because one of the images that we haven't seen a lot of at these games is the thousands of people who stand outside each venue just to try and experience something of the Olympics. And now what people do is they know where the athletes' buses are going. So crowds line the route of the athletes' buses and hold up their signs and flags and cheer for all countries. I've got to say, the Japanese are the most hospitable, wonderful, warm people. They have just been brilliant during these games. The weird thing here that we've only just discovered is that sport is going on. The national sport, baseball, is going on. Sumo is going on with crowds at the moment, and they're just not allowing crowds into the Olympics. So the IOC is fuming about that, and it is missing in the stands. Certainly the big sports, things like beach volleyball, we just know there's going to be a rocking crowd. To walk in there and there's a handful of team members in there and that's it is really eerie, and it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it doesn't look right either, mate. It's so sad. Is it possible, though, all that aside, to pick a favourite moment? Because I feel like during the Olympics, every day there's a new moment that eclipses the last. For me, yesterday, it was 62-year-old Aussie Andrew Hoy. He first competed in 84, the year I was born. He's got his eyes set on Paris. He won bronze in the individual equestrian yesterday. Just phenomenal. Like, that'd be up there. But is there a moment for you that you will take away from this Olympics that'll probably stay with you forever?
Absolutely. And just on Andrew Hoy, I did my first Olympic story on him in Atlanta in 96. And I've been living games ever since, which is amazing. He has not aged. I have. But he's talking about Brisbane too, which is even better. So that's, you know, he's got big sights. But favourite moment for me, because I've spent so much time with her and I was at all of her events in the lead up and I was there the moment that she didn't get the gold medal, was Jessica Fox. You know, to see her, Jess, go on and get that canoe whitewater gold medal was just a beautiful thing. That's my moment so far. But the thing about these games, and the Olympics is like four grand finals every day for 2 weeks. So it's really hard to find the moment.
I bet. What a way to put it into context.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's been through a lot, this guy. Usually it's the people who are doing the news, not the sport, who are in the middle of earthquakes. But
Mark Barretta, they can keep it.
They can keep it. I'll stick to the sidelines. Tokyo 2020 live and free on 7 and 7 Plus, the only place to see it all. Mark Barretta, Bretts, see him on Sunrise and whatever else they have him doing. Love it, Bretts. Thanks for your time, mate.
Hey, awesome to chat to you guys. Take care.
Keep yourself safe.
Okay. The Hit Breakfast Show.